Thank you. Thank you. We have on the call Zaid Jamil, James Baddell, and Mike Rodenbach. And for staff, we have Marika Koenigs and myself.
Well, thank you all very much for joining. I think we have two points on the agenda for today. The first one is to review the draft program for the workshop in Mexico City. And the second one is to look at some of the questions that came from the council in relation to the charter that was provided to them last week. As there are several members not on the call at the moment, I would propose that we have a discussion within the group, but at least give those that are not present today an opportunity to respond and comment to any decisions or discussions we have or changes we make to the program and or the answers to the council. Is there anything anyone would like to add at this stage? So maybe then we first have a look at the draft program. I think the main objective is to finalize the text on the background and the different sections so we can actually post it on the Mexico City website so people know what this workshop is going to be about. And then I think internally we need to finalize as well the list of speakers and make sure as well that we get confirmation from those that we would like to invite that are not part of this group. I think, Greg, did you just join?
Yes, I just joined. Hello.
Hi, Greg. We've just started and we're basically started looking at the program for the workshop in Mexico City. But just to very briefly recap, the main objective on this point is to finalize the text on the background and the different sections of the program so we can actually post that on the Mexico City website so people know what the workshop is about and we can start promoting it as well to make sure that we get people to attend this. And then the second part is to get agreement on the speakers for the different sections so we can start as well reaching out to those that are actually not part of this group and get them to commit a time. So maybe first looking at the text, I think this has already been reviewed a number of times by most of you, so I don't know if people want to have a quick read through it and see if there are any points or whether they want an additional day to read through it and make sure that they're happy with this being posted on the website. Is there any comments?
I'm happy with it generally. I do think that the first topic is maybe getting a little short shrift with 15 minutes. And the second one getting 40 and the third one getting 35. I sense that it might take a little longer than that, noting especially that, you know, the UDRP specifically calls out use as part of the formula in determining bad faith. So, and that is, of course, the consensus policy that I'm pretty sure is from right around the same time as the RAA anyway. So I don't know, I'm just thinking maybe bumping that to 20 minutes and taking 5 minutes away from the next section.
Okay, and maybe Mike, on the UDRP, maybe that's worth as well a separate note or discussion within this context, because I did have a talk with someone on this and they made the point that actually the UDRP was introduced separately from consensus policy and more at the establishment of ICANN as a concession or, you know, commitment to trademark holders of a process for them to address issues in that relation, so in that respect. So there might be different views on whether indeed UDRP fits within the consensus policies or not, and I'm not claiming here to have the answer to that, but it's just some feedback I got from another ICANN corner, so that might be something that needs to be looked at in further detail as well within this discussion.
I agree with that. It certainly is going to come up again. I believe it's listed on ICANN's consensus policy page, and the world considers it a consensus policy. So I'm not sure who you're hearing that from otherwise, but in any event, I agree with you. If we added a sentence in here, maybe the second to last sentence, furthermore, or in addition, the UDRP contemplates bad faith use of a domain name. So just something simple like that so that it is on the schedule. That might be useful. But I understand, though, that we need to get this off and posted, so I don't want to really go around and around on it either.
Okay, so maybe we can leave it off for now, but just internally we address that, or, you know, I think most of the speakers that we've listed for now are internally, so it's something that, you know, we'll need to raise, I think, in the discussion then. So, I mean, if you have a specific sentence that can be added, you know, if we can get that sent around to everyone, you know, within the next 24 hours. I don't think it's a problem.
Have it sent around in the next 24 minutes. Not a problem.
Well, okay, yeah, but we just need to get it out, and you know, I think after this call, we can give everyone 24 hours to review, you know, what we discussed today, and have it hopefully signed off and posted. So if you want to circulate the suggestion, that would be great.
Okay.
Does everyone agree as well to add more time to the first session? The only concern from my side would be there that we have quite a number of speakers listed for the best practices, current experiences. So the question there would be, do we limit the number of speakers so everyone can speak a little bit longer, or do we really reduce everyone to 2-3 minutes? What people's views are there. I know, James, Greg, you're listed there. How much time do you think you would need to talk about your experiences in this area?
Well, there's... Go ahead, James. Well, I was just going to mention this. There's just a... it can be as much or as little information as we want to dive into in this session. I think that one thing more than focusing on the presentations might be to, and this is in the third section, to put forward a call for additional participation. Is that done at these workshops, or are we for future PDPs?
Do you mean participation in the working group or participation in the workshop?
A participation in, I'm assuming there's a PDP on the horizon, PDP working group on the horizon.
Well, I think for the moment we're looking at a working group. I think,
okay,
as we discussed within the drafting team, I think the recommendation at this stage to have it more as a pre-PDP that the group would actually define what issues. But you would like to include here, or
yeah,
is it more an internal note of at the workshop at the end we ask people to participate, because there will be a working group formed, and I think that call, you know, provided that the council adopts the charter tomorrow on its call, I presume a call for participation will follow shortly after that.
Okay. Well, maybe just some call for involvement or instructions on how to... I don't want to hold ourselves up as comprehensive experts in this area. I mean, I'm sure there are folks in the audience that have something to contribute. So.
Well, maybe that's something that we can add as well once the council adopts the charter and a call for volunteers to circulate it. Maybe we can add in that the reference to this workshop and, you know, get people as well making the link between the workshop and the working group, and as well at the session itself, make again that call to sign up and participate in the working group. Does that make sense?
It does. And then I'm fine with the amount of time. I don't know, Greg and Christine is not on the call, but I think the concern is that, you know, we want to have a nice balance between presentation of best practices and opening up the forum for questions.
Yeah, I think probably the meat of things will be in discussion, because it's actually unclear at this point which best practices might be applicable to anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know exactly which topics will come up during the course of our working group. So I'm happy to keep things relatively brief in the interest of keeping time for questions and discussion.
Okay, so then we can shorten best practice section. I think, Mike, you were proposing to have then the first session on the registration abuse definition for 20 minutes?
Well, yeah, but I guess that would include questions and answers on that topic as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think as well, I mean, in the end, I think the timing here is sort of flexible, because, of course, the workshop ends in principle at 7, but, I mean, if there's really engaged discussion, I don't think there's a problem to continue. Or if there's one area that's shortened, I think that's probably for the moderator or whoever's going to lead the meeting to see a bit there where more discussion is needed and required, and where maybe less discussion is necessary.
Yep.
No, but I'll make those changes here.
Yep. I just think I don't want the moderator or anyone else to give short shrift to the first topic, because I think it's critically important to what the group is going to do.
Absolutely. And Derek, and just maybe note as well, because we had as a potential speaker there Dan Hanneman from the legal team, but I checked with him and it's not sure whether he's available. So alternatively, there will be ICANN staff representation, and we'll prepare a presentation with consultation with legal counsel, so we're sure that we have their views as well. But that name still needs to be filled in. It might be Margie Milam who will stand in if Dan is not available there, if the group agrees.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, I missed the last call, and I'm not really up on who he suggested as speakers for these groups. Is that in one of our documents?
Yes, that was in the last one that was circulated. Not the one to the council, because I took out the names, but... do you want the date of when the email was sent, or what helps you to find it? Or you want me to quickly send it to you now?
Well, I'm looking at the draft program from the 13th, and the names are not in there. Oh, here it is. Okay, on the 10th, you have the moderator. Okay, got it. I have it now. Thanks.
Okay. So, if we then move to indeed the speakers, the first person up there is a moderator for this session, and I think we spoke there about maybe having either a representative from the drafting team or the chair of the Registration of Use Policies Working Group, provided that it's formed by that at that time, which... I guess it's too short time to actually have that group formed and met and elected a chair. So then that will be a representative from the drafting team, I guess, unless there's a preference to have ICANN staff perform that role. I don't know what the preference of the group here is.
I would volunteer to do that if people are okay with it.
Does that represent a conflict for you, Mike? You're the one who's raised the motion in council.
Well, I don't think so. I'm just moderating, trying to keep people on schedule. But,
I'd say
if anyone's uncomfortable with it, then, other volunteers are welcome. Or I suppose if Marika or someone from staff wants to do it, I'm comfortable with it.
I'm also comfortable with staff taking that role. I think the concern is that as we get into presentations, but also in the questions and answers, that I don't know if it's typical for a moderator to also speak on a particular subject. So, or there is the desire there to remain somewhat objective.
Yeah, it's just difficult for a moderator to speak on the subject. I'm fine if a staff member can help us in this way.
Okay, that
would leave you open to address any of the questions that came up as well.
Okay, if that's the consensus, I'm happy to take that forward, and I guess it would be either me or Margie taking probably on that role. Mike, are you comfortable with that?
Yes, I am. I would say, though, in the first topic that we probably ought to have two members of the drafting team available to speak on that rather than just Greg, so that there's a little more balance there. So either putting me or Christina in the first topic as well.
Hi, this is Raj. Can I say something?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I think that's important because, I mean, at least if in that role there should be a second person from the drafting team, it will give balance. I agree with Mike. Just wanted to say that. Thanks.
Greg, James, are you okay with that suggestion as well?
Sure.
I think the idea behind this is, though, that the statement or the presentation that's here made on behalf of the registration team should indeed reflect the discussions. And indeed, I agree that there were, of course, two views there, but to make sure that it doesn't become indeed a one against the other discussion, but to indeed reflect what was discussed in the drafting team and the challenges that the group sees going forward for, and the tasks that the group sees going forward for this working group, of course.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess we should talk about this for a second, the format. You know, I'm envisioning basically we'd have a kind of a point-counterpoint, just, you know, really a couple of minutes at most, and then open it to the floor for discussion. Is that what everyone else is envisioning on these topics?
I think especially on the first part, at least speaking from the staff perspective, I think it would be good as well if staff prepares a few slides just, you know, with some bullet points on actually the issues report to make sure that people that didn't attend or didn't read the report, that they are aware of what were some of the issues that, you know, were discovered and investigated in that report. So that might be a sort of introduction from a staff perspective to the whole workshop as a background.
Absolutely, that's a great idea. But then, you know, when you kick off each of the individual topics, I would say, you know, Greg talks for a minute or two, I talk for a minute or two, if staff has a minute or two, and then, you know, it's open to questions for the bulk of the time. So we have really an open and engaging discussion rather than, you know, a panel lecture.
Right, and I agree, Mike. I think I'd like to see it as more focused on the true nature of a workshop as opposed to a group presentation.
Yes.
And I think in that sense it might help if, you know, some of you maybe put some challenging questions on your slides, or, you know, get the group as well, because it's always difficult as well to get, you know, maybe the audience engaged, but indeed ask some questions that will get people talking, because you know, the main objective of this workshop is indeed to provide as well information for a working group going forward in this area.
Yes.
I have a kind of a strange question for the staff, and maybe Mike, you can help me out on this, but we're assuming that the proposed charter is going to be accepted by the council intact. I mean, is it possible that there would be some modifications to that, and we may have to adjust this some of the topics based on what comes out of the council?
I mean, yes, it's possible that there could be some friendly amendments made, but it seems pretty well baked at this point. I don't envision there being a problem in the council meeting tomorrow. I think that it will be approved pretty much as submitted.
Okay, thanks.
The only thing I could maybe foresee is, because there was this question on what the working group is supposed to deliver after 90 days. It's possible that there someone would like to clarify that a bit more, what that means or what the group working group is supposed to deliver. But otherwise, I think indeed Mike, I agree with what Mike said. So maybe then looking at the next section is the best practice and current experiences. We have there listed already a number of speakers and still a number of TBCs. What other views there? There are a number of groups that haven't really been involved in the drafting team, and we would need to reach out to. Should we pick one of these, all of these? What are people's views? There's as well a TBC for a BC representative. Mike, is there, Zahid, is there anyone there that wants to speak, or do you prefer others to speak speak in this section?
Well, I had a thought on this. In the interest of time, and I would run this past Greg, the APWG best practices are, in many ways, are comprised of most of the best practices by registries and registrars. So I think that, or it's a big component of what we would, what we would put out there. So I don't know if that's a separate group or if it can be mentioned in one of the other sections.
Of course, both Greg and I, at least, are quite able to talk on the APWG's best practices, having been intimately involved in their drafting. So I don't think we need special representatives from either of those last three organizations.
Does the rest agree with that?
Let me see.
But of course, then, you know, if we don't get other representatives, it looks like really just the four of us talking on everything, which...
Right.
But, I mean, that's not necessarily bad, you know, to start, because, again, we don't want to be talking much. We just want to be setting up the discussion for everyone else in the audience to talk.
Is there any way we can request or require them to be there for the Q&A? Because I think they'd have a lot to add.
Well, I'm certain the APWG folks, you know, Rod and some other people will be at this session. New John, I don't know anybody there. Civalence, I know Greg Agoric from Civalence will be at the meeting in Mexico and probably will be at this meeting, but I doubt that he would want to be on the panel speaking.
Yeah, I don't think Civalence would probably want to be there. Well, this section is about policies prohibiting abusive registrations and or abusive uses. I'm guessing Rod, let's have Rod, I imagine Rod will be in the audience. So
yeah.
I mean, he could get involved in conversation at some point during the course of the workshop.
Yeah.
I think we've got the constituencies on the list, and as long as we have some time for questions from the audience, then we might be okay.
Yeah. Zaha, are you happy with me to be our representative on these panels?
Of course.
Okay.
Then Christina will be there. The only party we don't have on here would be the IFPs.
Well, if you look at the constituencies, it's the NCUC as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we should maybe give an opportunity for all the constituencies to be there.
Yeah, that falls in as well with the next section where, you know, they will need to be approached to see if they indeed want to have someone on the panel, and maybe that can do it. We can do that in the same way then as well for the best practices session. I don't know, maybe Mike, that's something you could already raise on tomorrow's conference call, and then we can follow that up with an email to the two constituencies, maybe.
I think that's a fine idea, or even better, when we finalize this thing, or even send around a draft after our call today and say that it's, you know, pending final from the couple other members of the team, but send it around in advance of the meeting tomorrow and specifically ask for reps from the NCUC and the ISPs.
So I'll add them as well to the list as two BCs in the best practice, current practices section, so they can fill that in. And I'll take out for the rest all the TBCs, because, well, people are on the call here and confirming they want to speak. And I'll take out the APWG, New Yon, and the Civalence from the list.
And Marika, what I might do is I'm polling the members of the registered constituency. I might not speak in all of these slots, actually, if there's interest from any of my colleagues. And I should be able to get back to you pretty quickly, I think, with some specific names, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I can leave your name for now, and that's easy to, you know, switch to someone else. Or you prefer to leave it blank?
Well, see, this is just for the website, so it's easy to change, right?
Well, I think for the website, the idea would be anyway not to put any speakers yet. Because, you
okay.
know, we'll need to see as well with Christina and internally who will present. So the idea for now would be just to put the descriptions online and put the speakers at a later stage once we had as well feedback from the ISP and NCUC, so we can really put up, you know, the final program, so people don't get confused beforehand or worry that certain names are not there. So my idea would for the website just to put the text and leave the speakers out for now.
Okay, that's a good idea.
So then for internally, because I did do, for the response, possible response to the council, I did prepare like a clean version of the program without speakers, which can be used as well to circulate then to the council and as well for the website. So.
Well, I would encourage you to at least put in, you know, registrar representative, registry representative. But
okay, just no names. Okay, that's fine as well. They'll just take out names and just have the listing of which sectors are going to be represented.
Ideally, we can get the names up and locked in there by Monday. It would be great. At least a week in advance.
Perfect. And then the next one is the, well, we already spoke a bit about it, the way forward, what role for ICANN. Is there anyone that needs to be added here? I said we need to reach out to the NCUC and ISP to see if they're willing to have someone on the panel.
Also, ALAS.
Yeah, good point. I can check there with Bo Brenner if he would be willing to, or if he would reach out to ALAC to check who could be, who would like to participate there. I don't know how it fits with their schedule, because I know they have a lot of stuff going on at the same time, but if everyone agrees, I can check with Bo if he or someone else from ALAC would be willing to participate as well in that panel session.
No harm in asking.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds like we're pretty close.
Yeah, I think that's it for the program. So we still need to fill in a few blanks, especially relating to the constituencies. And I'll send this around later today so the others can have a look at that. But I think for the text, there were no further comments, so we can get that posted relatively shortly on the Mexico City website. So then turning to the next point of our agenda is there were some specific questions that were put forward by Chuck in relation to the charter. I don't know if everyone had a chance to look at those questions, and in order to help the group formulate answers to those, I prepared some draft responses. I think Greg already provided some input there, and Christina just sent around a note as well. So maybe the easiest thing is just to go question by question and see what modifications need to be made. Everyone fine with that approach? So the first question was, is the additional research supposed to be done before the working group finishes its work? And the draft answer I had put was, this will be for the working group to determine, as it depends on the scope and size of the research that needs to be undertaken. The working group might decide to pause until the necessary information has been gathered to make an informed recommendation to the council. One comment from Christina was that she wasn't comfortable adding that second sentence to it, as that might give too much leeway to the working group to actually, you know, stop doing their work. What do others feel about this answer?
I think that's a legitimate concern, Christina's, that I share.
So if we just take out that sentence, would that...
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Is everyone comfortable with the answer if we just leave the first sentence?
Now, does that... that then kind of drives the need for more flexibility in the second question. If I'm reading that correctly, that it would be more be dependent upon the size and scope of the research would be whether the work would be finished or if it would be a progress report within 90 days after my
decision. Yeah, I think the way it's written, it's very flexible, though. Don't you agree?
Yeah, that's fine.
Then we're already on question two. Does this leave indeed enough flexibility? Does everyone feel comfortable with how it's written in this way?
Do we want to set the expectation that ideally the work group will have finished its work by then, or... Should we just say that, you know, if the working group is able to, it will report. If not, it will be a progress report.
Yeah, how about if the working group has not finished its work by then, it is the expectation that blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it will prepare a progress report for council.
Yep.
Okay, I'll change that. And I would read, if the working group has not finished by then, it is the expectation that the working group will present its progress together with the expected end date of its work.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. And then turning to number three, is the working group supposed to attempt to make a recommendation to the council on whether to initiate a PDP or not? And the draft answer is, more specifically, the working group is expected to make a recommendation about which registration abuse policy issues, if any, are appropriate for a PDP. Are there any further comments on this one? Not, I guess, that's agreement. Then I would suggest that I just update the answers to these questions and just circulate them as well, so Christina and Olga and Bo have a look at have a chance to look at these and give them 24 hours time. So then maybe after that, either Mike or Christina can send these to the council together with the draft program for the workshop as well as the ASAC request. So they have it in time for the discussion tomorrow evening, evening my time.
Ed, I think we should really get that out right after this meeting, even if we just send it on. I can send it on to council saying that, you know, it's subject to final approval by a couple members of the team, but this is what the group agreed to after our call this morning. That gives people, you know, 24 hours to chew on it.
Everyone on the call fine with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'll make those changes and get them to you shortly after this call, Mike, if that's okay, so you can get it out.
Right.
I mean, these are relatively minor changes, so I doubt there will be any objection from the others, especially I think Christine already commented that she was fine with 2 and 3, and we have considered her change for 1, so...
Great. So y'all should have... Maybe we can just finish this last piece up, too, in the draft program. I sent around a sentence on the UDRP with a link to the consensus policy page. Greg and James and Zahid and Marika, have you received that?
I haven't yet.
I sent it over 20 minutes ago now. Okay.
Is anyone
Mike, I haven't seen it either. No, I haven't received it either.
All right. Well,
Zahid,
no. The mailing lists are working very slow. Okay, well, you should have it any minute, I suppose.
Oh, I mean, we can leave it for now, and it's something as well, I guess we can add later on if everyone feels strongly that it should be added here or if it just should be mentioned during the workshop.
If you'd like, I can read it to you. It's very short.
Go ahead.
In addition, this would go the second to last paragraph in the first section of the program. And let's say, in addition, under the Uniform Dispute Resolution Policy, UDRP, panelists consider post-registration use of a domain name in their consideration of whether a domain name is registered in bad faith, thus violating that consensus policy. And a link to the consensus policy page posted at ICANN.org.
Sounds fine to me.
So anyway, I if no comments on that, we don't have to spend time on it. When you haven't seen it with your own eyes, you'll see it soon, and hopefully we can wrap it up on the list.
Okay, so if people can have a look at that and let everyone know whether they agree or don't agree with it, and then we can update the program accordingly. Mike, I'll already send you the version as it is now, and then, you know, based on the feedback, you can add that sentence or not at this stage. Would that work?
Works for me.
Are there any other issues that people would like to discuss at this point?
Just a question. Are we solid on that time, Tuesday, 17:30?
I think so. Glenn, can you confirm that?
Sorry, just let me get the schedule out there. That is Tuesday from 17:30 to 18.
I think we're
yes.
Till 7.
Well, yeah, until 7, yes, until 7, sorry.
It will be a very short workshop.
Yes, no, that's right. From 17:30 until 7, yes, that's right, yes. It's been put on the main schedule. It's been marked of room needed, etc., etc. So I think we can take it that it is. Is the time not suitable?
No, it's fine. I just I noticed that some things were changing, and I wanted to make sure that we were.
Oh, yes.
At the time. Okay.
Yeah, I think we can take it because it's been quite difficult to find these extra times.
It looks like there is a room assigned now, Don Diego 3.
That's right, yes. But, you know, this is still, I think, a flexible schedule that is up, so if it gets put into another room, please don't, you know.
As far as I understand, the time is fixed unless the working group would decide or the drafting would decide that they prefer another time slot, but as we have discussed before, there's limited choice, and I think the other options we had were 7 o'clock in the morning, which I don't think received a very favorable vote of members in the group. So but as Glenn said, I think, yeah, the only thing that might change is maybe the room.
All right, well, you know, that is a problem also, and I know Glenn is very sensitive to it, but, you know, bouncing rooms around all the time is just constantly a problem at these ICANN meetings. So if we can please lock it down, at least by Monday when we post this thing, that would be ideal.
I'll try and see to that, Mike, as much as I can.
So maybe then one last thing is to see whether people would find it useful to actually meet before the workshop, especially as most of you will be speaking, to maybe sit down just for a little bit just to go through what people will be covering and make sure as well that there's no duplication or things like that. Do people feel that they would have, you know, 30 minutes time somewhere in the schedule before the workshop in Mexico City?
It's definitely going to be tough, but if we could at least circulate slides, you know, well, as soon as possible next week and deal with that on our list, on this little drafting team list, that would be useful.
I think there's still potentially that Monday morning 7 o'clock slot for breakfast. I don't know how people would feel about that.
That's been taken up or something. Sorry.
But this would be a relatively small group. I mean, we could even
sit in the
lobby. So I don't. Is it something that would conflict with any of the people participating in this?
Are any of you? No. Yes, perhaps Zaid, but because Zaid is on the Geo Regions group, and Olga as well.
Yeah, that's right. Both of us won't do that. Yeah.
And I think that 7 o'clock slot has been put aside for a meeting with that group.
Okay, maybe I'll have a quick look at the schedule and to see if I can find somewhere like 30 minutes, and we probably don't even need a room for that, but just, you know.
But what about meeting somewhere just in one of those two GNSO rooms on the Saturday or the Sunday?
Yeah, I think folks are going to be there beginning of the weekend, is that correct, or...?
No, I won't be arriving until Saturday afternoon.
Okay, sorry.
So Sunday would be an option.
Sunday.
Well, depends on when.
Yeah, so maybe, well, Glenn, maybe I can work with you to see on the Sunday schedule where there would be maybe a 30-minute, you know, it could be as well on a break. I mean,
yes, exactly.
People would be willing to sacrifice their break to discussing registration abuse, but it's just, you know, just to sit down and... just to quickly go through what everyone will be speaking about and make sure that we are, you know, all aligned. So
okay.
I will
Sounds
work
good.
With Glenn there to find a slot and then circulate to the group to see if okay. everyone can make it.
Marika,
okay?
At this point, I have to drop off the call for a constituency meeting.
Okay, great. I think we're done anyway. Is there anything else people would like to raise or discuss? Okay, well, thank you very much. I'll send out an updated version of the program and... we'll get on some times for the Mexico City meeting. Okay.
All right.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.